His name is Peter Baldwin, and he's the founder of Bird Dogs Shorts. You've probably seen him on Shark Tank, where Mark Cuban obliterated his pitch. Look, Mark, he'll admit it. The invention of the first ever stretch khaki shorts that feel amazing, look amazing, and can wear literally anywhere wasn't his best idea. But he's got more, like Dog Trader. Just like Auto Trader, but you can sell your old dog. Eh? Mark, I know you'd invest if you just gave him one more shot. So go to birddogs.com/radio and join the 2 million men who think Bird Dogs shorts are a great idea. Or DM Mark Cuban and tell him to give Peter one more shot.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
You change your mind like a girl changes clothes.
You're listening to After Hours.
When they were together, people said they're not going to win together. They choked. They're not going to win together. They keep trying. They're the ugly redheaded stepchild. Fans, I love you. I love you. You reserve the right to change your opinion, change your tune, change your story at the drop of a hat.
Okay.
You're either a superhero or you're a villain. Fans, I love you.
'Cause you're hot.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Just in case you need a little music to get you revved up, fired up, waked up. That's not a word. I mean, it is a word, but I shouldn't be used in that context. Sometimes talking is hard. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. But the beauty of this job, well, there's many things I love about my job. One of the things that I appreciate is that no matter how proud or arrogant or impressive you might think you are as a TV or radio host, if you're doing it live, you're going to screw up. And so it keeps you humble. There is absolutely no way to do this job and not have moments where you sound like a complete and total buffoon. Now, I have more of those moments than most, but I embrace them because people tell me they're funny. I'm glad you're laughing. Mostly my issues come into play when A, I'm tired, which I'm actually not tired now, but B, when I get super excited and I talk too fast or my brain and my mouth are not in sync, and then I say things, I kind of brilliant maybe, Greymond Dreen. It's his alter ego, Greymond Dreen. Or I think one word and I swear I have a word in mind, and for some reason, it's another word that comes out. I don't know how that happens. But you might try talking for a living and see how it works for you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Good morning. If it's your Monday, well, hello. Happy to have you. Oh, did you hear that little voice crack there? Hello. Ooh, okay. That happens when you have a real good weekend and you don't sleep a ton. We'll be trying to catch up this week. Let me try it again. Hello. Oh, that was better. Okay. Practice makes perfect. Me, 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 me. Maybe I just need to warm up the vocal cords 2 hours into the actual show. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. But if you want to see Steph Curry acing a par 3 on Saturday and running up the fairway of sorts like he has just, well, he doesn't need to win the lottery because he's already struck it rich there. Let's see. What would, probably there is nothing that would make Steph Curry more excited than acing a hole, a par 3 in a celebrity golf tournament. Maybe that's it. Maybe that is the pinnacle for Steph Curry.
Curry!
And who is it that Steph Curry would want to meet that he hasn't already met, right? It's Steph Curry.
You think he's met Lionel Messi yet?
Well, if he hasn't, he's going to. But I wouldn't be surprised if he has. Did you know that? Well, I mentioned that he and Tom Brady were part of the tribute video that David Beckham put together on Sunday night to welcome Messi. Gloria and Emilio Estefan were also part of the video, because in Miami, that is a huge deal. Huge deal. DJ Khaled, I mean, they've got every industry covered.
I feel like they had some randos in there.
Randos?
Yeah, a little bit. Little bit.
So you wouldn't say Gloria Estefan should be part of this whole thing? She's
maybe 15 years ago.
Massive star in Miami.
Maybe 15 years ago.
How do you know she doesn't run Miami? She could be running the town.
Lionel Messi is now running that town.
Lionel Messi is now running
that. And before that, it was anybody on the Miami Heat. So
you think? I wonder why Jimmy Butler wasn't part of that tribute video.
That's a good question.
That bothers me. If you're Jimmy Butler, do you feel slighted?
Probably. He's a soccer guy. He went to Argentina.
He did.
Not too long ago.
Why does David Beckham not include maybe Jimmy? Okay, just let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe Jimmy Butler is out of pocket and he is unreachable. He's in Fiji. But I'm thinking.
Manny, time to check the Instagram.
Manny just picked up his phone to figure out where Jimmy Butler is right now. Why would Jimmy Butler not be part of that? I'm thinking Pat Riley, though I don't know if Messi knows who Pat Riley is. But Jimmy Butler, he just guided the Heat to the NBA Finals as an 8 seed. Wouldn't there be some synergy there, some maybe connection, because Miami is in last place? Doesn't matter. Miami will be the hottest ticket in MLS the rest of the season.
Jimmy Butler was in China.
He was in China.
China.
Is this for an NBA tour? Vacation?
I don't know what it is for. I just see China tour. I don't see the NBA logo. I might see his, maybe. Does he have a shoe brand?
The shoe deal with
the Chinese company that I can't pronounce?
Oh, like Kyrie does now?
Yeah, Kyrie does now.
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Yes, I think, yeah, that's what it is. So Jimmy Butler is out in China right now.
With Kyrie?
I don't my investigation has come to an end.
He is out of pocket.
He's out in China right now. But you would figure, hey Jimmy, send us a little video, 20 seconds long.
Or get it done ahead of time. It's not like Steph Curry and Tom Brady recorded it on Sunday, right? So get it done ahead of time. To me, it feels like of all the ambassadors that could appropriately welcome you to Miami, Steph Curry doesn't live in Miami. Tom Brady does now.
They didn't have Pitbull in that video either, now that I think
about it.
What
is wrong with this
Instead,
picture?
Instead, they have DJ Khaled yelling 305, but they don't have Pitbull.
Pitbull is definitely Miami. But I guess if you're going to slight Gloria Estefan, yes, I agree with you about Pitbull. Hasn't he been part of a lot of the Miami hype stuff, too?
I mean, I'm sure. Every time that I hear Pitbull, it comes with Miami 305. That was my Pitbull impression. Did you like it?
I wouldn't have known if you didn't tell me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. All right, so I promised you a story about climbing to the top of the Statue of Liberty and taking pictures from her crown. Man, whatever I expected, and I had pretty high expectations because I do love taking photos from up high. I love sky photos. I love photos of clouds. I love that perspective of Lower Manhattan. And even though I hadn't been up to the crown before, I had been on the pedestal, which is about 180 steps or so, 170 steps to get up to her pedestal. So I had done that before. And the photos from Lower Manhattan, even at that height, were amazing. But my college roommate and I wanted to celebrate a milestone birthday doing something we'd never done. She'd always wanted to go up in the crown. She's actually a semi-pro photographer. She does sell her photos on the side, and an incredible eye. So not only was she taking photos with her phone, but she also had her professional camera with her. So she climbed all the way to the crown carrying this heavy camera around her neck. We get to the pedestal, and they only allow 10 people up the stairs to the crown at a time. Not only is it narrow and tight on the stairs, but you get to the crown, it is low ceiling because you're in her hair, you're in her head, and there's not that much space. You probably couldn't even fit 10 people up there. So they only allow 10 people even to, you know, start the trek at a time. You get into into the statue. I mean, that's there's no other way to put it. You get inside the statue, which in and of itself is a crazy thing to say. I was inside the Statue of Liberty. And you get to, you do a couple of quick flights of stairs, maybe six or seven stairs each, and you step up into the statue. Again, I'm going to say it again. You step up into the statue, and you see this circular silver staircase that's winding all the way to the top. Again, she's hollow. You climb up inside the statue. It's weird to say. If you have not seen my photo, I did take a photo of the circular statue, stairs. And it's so fascinating that I put it on Twitter. I'm sorry, Facebook, you're going to have to wait until I can figure it out. I probably have to do it from home. I can't do it from here. Anyway, please, please check out my photos now. I'm retweeting them, A-Law Radio, because I'm looking up at this circular staircase. It's very well lit. It was hot at the bottom. Real hot. But in the middle, halfway up, they have an air conditioner. Just a random air conditioner. So you get halfway up now it's 165 more steps to get up to the crown. And there's this air conditioner that we stopped and just stood over for a few minutes because it was tight and it was close in there. Again, we're inside the statue. 354 steps from the base to her crown. And the last few. Now I put two photos on Twitter. The last half of the staircase, which is the one that goes up to her crown, it's tight. I'm not a fat person. And I'm sorry, fat's the wrong. I'm not a wide person. I apologize. I'm not overweight. I'm big boned, but it was tight. It was tight in there. And so you really have to hang on too, because the stairs are tight and they wind very quickly up. But I can imagine that there were people who were either claustrophobic, maybe afraid of heights, or if that's why they warn you, if they won't even let you take a bag up to the crown, not even a purse. So it's different if you're carrying a backpack. I can understand where most public places these days don't allow backpacks. We did have to go through multiple security screenings, but they won't even allow you to take a purse over your shoulder or even a fanny pack, which I do not wear, but some people do, because that's how tight it is. They're afraid that it will create a hazard or that you'll get stuck or that something will happen because the staircase is so tight. So you really have to go single file up the stairs. You can't go, you know, side by side, and you have to hold on to the railing because the steps just keep going up, up, up. It's very steep and the stairs are narrow in some places where they're making that turn. I'm not a fat person. Okay. I took it back. I mean, I'm not taking it back. I just maybe shouldn't. Wait, you tell me, Manny, is the word fat offensive now? Is that something that you shouldn't say? I was talking about me. I wasn't talking about somebody else. I was just saying I'm not a fat person.
No, in the way that you used it, I'm sorry. It wouldn't have been offensive. But like, you also have to say, oh, like, that's a fat cat, or it's a fat stack of money that you have, or something that. So,
or maybe I meant phat. How do you know?
Boom.
Boom. Thank you. Boom. I meant phat. Anyway, check out the steps. Okay, so the steps to the crown were the first part of this experience that blew me away. So you climb 354, but about 165 on this circular staircase. When you get to the top, about, I don't know, five, ten steps from the top, you're inside her face. You're inside the Statue of Liberty's face. You can see the indentations for the eyes and the nose and the mouth. Manny, I'm sorry, I'm yelling. It blows me away. I took a photo from inside the statue's face.
That's just creepy.
No, it's not creepy. It's amazing.
It's a little creepy because, like, you're inside of a woman's face.
Okay, right.
And
it's a statue.
Yeah, but still, like,
it's the most iconic statue in the Western Hemisphere, if not the entire world. Well, maybe not. What's the one in Brazil? The Christ.
Cristo Redondo or something.
Yeah,
like that.
The one in Brazil. Yeah. Anyway, so this is an iconic statue.
I don't know.
She's legendary.
It's giving me the heebies. Heebie-jeebies.
Oh, she. Are you serious?
A little bit. I don't know why. It's just like, just imagine a giant indentation of a face in front of
She's
you.
She's over 100 years old.
So now we're being ageist, huh?
No, I'm impressed. I'm impressed. She has survived.
She looks good for 100
yes.
and some.
About 10, well, and her face is large. So 10 to 5 steps, about that range, you're behind her face. And so to take photos from behind the statue's face, that was amazing. Now, we had to wait for a bit, again, because there's the platform where you're standing behind the crown is very, it's narrow, it's low. Security guard, well, he's a park ranger. Park ranger says, watch your head. 3 seconds later, I bang my head on a beam that is under her hair. You're in her hair. Because, and you can see it. So now I'm going to retweet a set of photos, A-Law Radio, that were taken from inside the crown. Because, and the reason I took the selfie is because I have wavy hair. My hair is curly and wavy. And behind me, if you look closely, I'm not saying zoom in on my photo, but if you look closely, you will see the waves in the metal. That's the statue. That's Lady Liberty's hair. It's her hair. Go ahead, Manny. You know you want to see it. You can see kind of the wavy metal and the metal that's got kind of those, it looks, it almost looks like stripes. That's her hair from the inside. And look at me, I'm giddy. Okay, so then this was awesome. How many people, okay, probably millions of now, but for the most part, how many people who actually go to the Statue of Liberty get to see the tablet and the writing on the tablet? Okay, so I may have to tweet a photo of her so you can see. If you're not familiar with what she looks like, she's holding a tablet in her left arm, and her fingers wrap around the tablet. What people don't realize, it's what's written on the tablet. What's written on the tablet is July, in English, even though it was a gift from the French, July 4th, 1776, but it's written in the Roman numerals. So, and you really, okay, because they have a law, it's a rule/law, you cannot stick your hand or your phone out the window. In fact, they keep the little windows, they're more like portholes, closed, because if you drop your phone, they don't really care about you losing your phone. They care about you dropping a missile, essentially, from the top of the Statue of Liberty down onto a pedestrian's head. It would kill them instantly. It would crack their skull and kill them. So they don't allow you to stick your phone out. I managed to get a perspective where I could get most of the tablet. I'm looking down at the tablet, down at it, and you can see July 4th. That's the part you can see. You can also see how high up I am because I'm looking down, not just at her tablet, but I'm looking down at her pedestal.
I'm afraid of heights. That would be,
oh, are you?
That would be the kicker for me. I don't think getting up there would be difficult, but it's, well, hey, no, look at the tablet.
You can't really see. You're inside the statue, so you can't really see. Now, you can look down if you choose, but the staircase is kind of surrounded by scaffolding, so you're not temporary, like permanent metal scaffolding. So you can't really, you could drop something, but you can't look. I mean, you can't see much outside of it. So anyway, we get all the way up there. I'm able to take a photo looking down at her tablet, which was just a almost a surreal experience. And then as you kind of continue around, they've got these portholes, the windows, and I realize I'm looking up and what is her giant right arm. It's humongous from up there. And guess what, Manny? Holding it in her right hand, she's got the torch, and I'm looking at the bottom of the torch. Oh my gosh. So they actually do, for repair purposes, they have a mechanism where you can climb a ladder up to the torch. And so, because they have light bulbs up there, I know you're shaking your head. I don't think I'd go up to the torch either, but they have workers, maintenance workers, who I'm sure have safety mechanisms, but they do climb ladders to get up into the torch because they'll have to change light bulbs every now and then or make repairs. Like when storms come through, sometimes the windows get broken. So they have to go up and replace windows. That's not where pedestrians go. You cannot go up to the torch. So the closest you get to the torch is where you're standing next to her gigantic bicep. It's humongous. And then you can look up to her forearm and the bottom of the torch is there. And the other thing that's really cool, again, I did just retweet these photos, A-Law Radio. The other thing that's really cool is that you can see the tines of the crown. I mean, they'll kill you. They could go right through you. They could spear you. These things are so long and so sharp. But if you look at them in one of the photos that I just retweeted, you can see not only her tablet, the photo I took of her tablet, plus all the way down to the water and the base of the island. But if you look at the next photo, you can see there's a tine of her crown that's right next to the bottom of the torch. And that's scale. right? I didn't draw it. That's an actual photo. I'm standing right there. And I was so excited to be able to take these pictures. And I know Manny thinks it's creepy, but also the photo that I have from inside her face is
I am freaking curious.
Amazing.
I am curious to see it.
Oh, now you want to see the photo from inside her face?
The curiosity is different than being creeped out. I am curious. I am curious to get creeped out.
I can see the indentation for her eyes and her nose and her mouth.
And it's enormous, right?
It's huge. It's way bigger than me.
That freaks me out.
Yeah.
Because, we're such giant beings. We're all just giant beings on this. But in reality, when you scale us to the earth and to the...
We're
teeny tiny.
We're minuscule compared to the universe. Yes, agreed with you. So we make our way back down. You kind of pass through. You don't turn and go down the same staircase. They have the other side of the winding staircase goes down, right? So it's two staircases that are kind of, put together like almost like a corkscrew, if that makes sense. But when you get up there, there's no airflow. Even though a couple of the little windows were open, the poor park rangers up there, I mean, they're wearing pants and obviously wearing, their shirts, their uniforms. They're drenched. There's no airflow up there. Because on Liberty Island, which is where the statue is located, the heat index on Saturday was 105 degrees. 105 degrees. And so they're up there where there's no airflow. The air conditioner is like halfway down the staircase, so it's not really reaching up to them. I felt so bad for them. They say they lose a ton of weight while they're sitting up there. You can only drink so much water, right? Because the bathroom, the guy even mentioned, you drink a bunch of water, but they can't keep us up here longer than 2 hours because of food and water and bathroom breaks that are necessary. So they switch out. It was an awesome experience. And then you wind your way back down. And so we loved it, loved every minute. Went from Statue of Liberty to Ellis Island on the ferry. And that was awesome too. I love history, so I always appreciate history. But one of my favorite things about Ellis Island is it juts out into the Hudson River. And other than being on a boat, you are the closest that you can get to Lower Manhattan from across the river. So the photos are incredible. It's one of my favorite photo spots. I take people there all the time just to show them the city, and you can look up the Hudson River, but mostly the Lower Manhattan portion of the city with the Freedom Tower. It's beautiful. And so we were over on Ellis Island as well. And then we were dying. We get back over to Lower Manhattan. And for people who don't know, it's Wall Street. It's the financial district. It's where the Bull is. It's a total tourist trap. So it's wall-to-wall bodies, of course, because it's a summer Saturday. Doesn't matter if it's 105 degrees. It's just people everywhere. So I start to feel like, get off me. Huggy. It's muggy, buggy, no huggy.
Battery Park, right?
Oh, yeah. Battery Park. Again, iconic locations. Great history there. There's a Navy War Memorial. There's so much to see. It's just wall-to-wall bodies and people. And it's not just locals. It's probably more tourists than it is locals. You hear a plethora of languages, which is really neat. And so, Manny, I don't know if you know this, but I speak Espanol, but I read it and write it much better than I speak it because you all speak very fast. I mean, I think it's amazing. Your language is beautiful, but you all speak very fast. So it's kind of fun whenever I would hear conversations in Espanol around me, I would try to catch as much as I could, process it back in my brain. Okay, I know what they were talking about because I need to practice. I speak it much more slowly than I'm sure you do or your family does. So I was trying to catch. I was eavesdropping on Spanish conversations to see what I could pick up.
I do that on the street. I'll hear a Spanish-speaking conversation. I'll eavesdrop in, and whatever two-second clip that I get, I'll tell my girlfriend, oh, they're not happy.
Oh, does your girlfriend speak Espanol?
Not a lick.
Are you going to teach her?
Yeah,
just for fun?
Why not? I mean, she claims that she's on Duolingo. We've lived together for 17 days now. I haven't seen her do anything on Duolingo.
17 days. You are deep into this relationship.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Very cool. Well, so that's what I was doing. I was listening to the plethora of languages. I was getting claustrophobic from all the bodies in Lower Manhattan. And then from that point, we went to the Freedom Tower, which I highly recommend. We did walk through the memorial, the 9/11 memorial. My college roommate had never seen it, so I was explaining to her what the pools are about and the footprints and why they are where they are in the footprints of the North and South Towers that were destroyed on 9/11. And then we went up to the Freedom Tower, which is a marvel of technology. The elevator itself is the fastest in the Western Hemisphere. They put on this really cool show. And even though it was hazy, the visibility was only 10 miles. It's a 360 observatory, so you can go all the way around and see not just parts of New York, but New Jersey into Connecticut. And it's an amazing spot to take photos, which we both love to do. So we were up there. About that time, we're spent, right? We've been out in this heat and humidity. All we wanted to do is get back.
But now you're in the AC.
Well, upstairs we were, yes, in the observatory. But then we have to come down out of the observatory and get to the subway, right? So we walk to the subway. And this is where kind of the no AC thing comes in, plus the lobby downstairs. We get onto a subway car after standing in a subway tunnel that's just like, ugh, it's sticking to you. You can feel yourself just collecting grime while you're standing down there. It's gross. It's sticking to you. We get onto a subway car that has no AC. My worst nightmare. And Colleen says, we can't just go three stops. You can't suck it up for three stops. Colleen, if this car gets stuck in the subway tunnel, which is want to happen, we will die in here because of no AC. Anyway, she guilted me into it. So I had to stick it out for three whole stops. But yes, when we got to Princess Leia, my car cranked the AC, cranked it all the way out of New York City. So it's a really cool day. I'll share a couple more photos, but please check out the ones that are on Twitter, A-Law Radio. For those of you who are Facebookers, you can actually Google them on Twitter. It's easy to do. Just look up my account, but I will share them on Facebook once I download them onto my computer, and then I can put them on Facebook because Jay's not here and it's his Facebook account. So, you know, I'm there. Good morning to you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I got to go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's going to totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, my name is PJ Vogt. I host the podcast Search Engine, where every week I hunt down the answers to the questions I can't get out of my head. Like, why are drug dealers poisoning their customers with fentanyl? Or, is my local sushi restaurant a part of an international scam? Or, how sad are the monkeys at the zoo? If you, like me, find this world bewildering, but also sometimes enjoy being bewildered by it, check out the show. On the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you listen.
That's the sound of me prepping the grill with Reynolds Wrap. And the sound of me not doing dishes. And the sound of me spending more time outside with my family.
Easy prep, cook, and clean. Make time with Reynolds Wrap.
I like the sound of that.
Play of the second quarter. Toss it. Tyreek Hill works it along the sideline. He tried to stick the ball out, and he's in for the touchdown.
You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Call Amy at 855-212-4CBS.
Tyreek Hill, you know, he likes to talk a lot. His first year in Miami was highly successful. I know because he was the number one reason why I won my fantasy football championship last year. It was quite an accomplishment, even though he had, was it three quarterbacks, four different quarterbacks? Miami had a revolving door of quarterbacks. It was not Tua Tagovailoa the entire time, as you know, because he was dealing with the concussions and needed to get fully healthy. It was different guys. It seemed like every single week there was someone new who was throwing the ball or attempting to throw the ball to Tyreek Hill. Despite the fact that it was his first year in a new system with Mike McDaniel, he had left the Chiefs system, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, yada, 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 the comforts there. We know that his speed kills, speed travels, but also that he can make the quarterbacks around him better. And so this year, if Tua Tagovailoa, and he is healthy now, if Tua can stay on the field the entire season, there's no reason why Ty can't surpass the numbers that he put up last year. Absolutely no reason. The call with Ian Eagle on CBS. As we know, he likes to talk a big game. Last season, he was on pace for 2,000 yards. But because of everything that happened with the QBs, the numbers fell off. But do you know what he finished with? 1,710 yards on 119 catches. So as much as I sometimes giggle when Tyreek Hill talks, remember how he told us that the Chiefs offense would desperately miss him and the Chiefs offense would fall off after he left? And Patrick Mahomes admitted preseason last year that he was kind of hurt by that, hurt by the comments that Ty made when he left. I don't know, Manny, you could jog my memory, but did, in fact, the Chiefs offense fall off?
No. As a matter of fact, I think they won a Super Bowl.
Not just that. Three first-year Chiefs scored touchdowns in the Super Bowl. And do you remember Patrick Mahomes set a record, an NFL record for most yards from scrimmage in a season? So, no, the offense did not fall off. And as you point out, he was the Super Bowl MVP for the Chiefs. He was also the regular season MVP. A little bit of extra motivation there, considering that Tyreek Hill thought it was more about him. However, back to Ty. 1,710 yards last year with eight different quarterbacks throwing him the ball. So when he tells you that this season he's coming back for more, we might want to take him seriously.
I will break 2,000 yards next year, bro. And all I'm going to say is 2,000 yards was on my bucket list to get, bro, before I leave this league. And y'all think the cheater going to leave without doing something he promised himself he going to do as a jit? I got y'all, baby. 2,000 yards and another Super Bowl. We getting that. Believe that. Believe that. Thank you. Thank you.
It needed to be said.
It needed to be said.
Manny, save that cut for us. We're going to need that moving forward because he made a promise and a guarantee. Tyreek Hill, I will get 2,000 yards. I want to hear it again, just for fun. This is Ty's podcast, by the way. It needed to be said.
I will break 2,000 yards next year, bro. And all I'm going to say is 2,000 yards was on my bucket list to get, bro, before I leave this league. And y'all think the cheater going to leave without doing something he promised himself he going to do as a jit? I got y'all, baby. 2,000 yards and another Super Bowl. We getting that. Believe that. Believe that. Thank you. Thank you.
It needed to be said.
It needed to be said.
Again, off the It Needed to Be Said podcast.
Yes, thank you. We didn't need to. He credited it. Yeah, honestly, he was on pace for that last year. He was. Through nine games, he already had more than 1,100 yards. And he is so valuable with his speed, with his ability to take a ball and go 80 yards just because he can outrun and outweave and outjuke anybody who's chasing him. We've seen that. Everything has to fall into place. And when he says another Super Bowl, he has one ring with the Chiefs. He was a big part of that one. Will the Miami Dolphins challenge not just the Bills in the AFC East because they are the, is it three? I think it's three division crowns in a row now. Or maybe it's two since Tom Brady left. Maybe it's, I don't know. It's not football season yet, so I don't have to know these things off the top of my head. But what about the Jets? What about the Jets now with Aaron Rodgers? I can talk about you if I want. Don't tell me what to do. Is it possible that the Dolphins will fly under the radar because it's the Bills in that division who are the champions, and now it's the Jets with Aaron Rodgers who are going to be on Hard Knocks and have a future Hall of Fame quarterback? Is it possible the Dolphins do not have the pressure on them? They're not going to have the attention. Maybe the expectations are lower because of what happened last year. I know they made the playoffs, but again, with all the various maladies that they suffered at the quarterback position, they weren't going to challenge at that point. I think this is an incredible standard to set if you're Tyreek Hill. I love that he's bold. I love that he is not shy about setting his goals and his expectations out there for all the world to hear. He is capable. But it's not just Tyreek Hill in a vacuum. That's the point, right? Now, if he gets injured, that changes. But it's not just him. It's the quarterback. It's the offensive line. It's the entire offense around him. Everything has to fall into place for a 2,000-yard season because it's not easy to do. And the NFL record for receiving yards is 1,964. So no one has ever had a 2,000-yard season. That was Megatron going back now more than a decade. It's not easy to do. I mean, Justin Jefferson, he's had some incredible campaigns. It's not like you show up, start the season, and boom, 2,000 yards falls into your lap. That's rough. I mean, same thing for running backs. Even harder for running backs with all the pounding they take. So it'll be definitely something to watch. Can he come up with an encore after last season in the 1,700 yards, which was a career high for him? All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, our Facebook page too. After telling you more about my trek to the crown of the Statue of Liberty, I went through my photos. I found a couple more pictures from the crown. So they're aerial photos, and one of them you can see little bitty lower Manhattan off in the distance. It's kind of cool. So I will share those on Twitter, A-Law Radio. And that also, I will get to them on Facebook, I swear. I swear to you. But for now, you just want to Google them and find them on Twitter. That's where they are. From the steps that I climbed, I mean, you know, you got to hold your breath in there because it's tight. From the steps that I climbed to the, I didn't put the photo behind her face. Just, I don't know, maybe I'm going to save that. It's my photo. I was inside her face. Anyway, I was inside her head, actually. I was the brains of the operation. I was inside her head. But to be able to see her tablet and to see her gigantic right arm with the bottom of the torch and the tines of the crown, I'll share a couple more photos because I'm still so giddy over it. I highly recommend it. It's worth it. And actually, you can take an elevator to the pedestal. So you can skip the first half of the steps by taking an elevator to the pedestal. But you can't. Are you raising your hand to take an elevator?
No, I have a question because I've just made a realization.
Yeah.
That T-shirt that you're wearing says Ellis Island across the chest with the Statue of Liberty on it.
Yes.
Was this purchased this past weekend?
Well, yes, but not by me. So thank you for reminding me because I wanted to tell you how I look like a foolish tourist, but I wore it to work because my college roommate, again, this was her gift to me for my milestone birthday. I did the tickets for the Freedom Tower. And so we were celebrating together. She loves to buy T-shirts from every place that she goes as a tourist. And she's from Maine. She's from New Hampshire, but she lives in Maine now. So she does not have anything from New York City, any memorabilia from Liberty and Ellis Islands. So we get to Ellis Island. I'm in the bathroom, unsuspecting, not paying any attention, right? And I come out and she bombards me. She ambushes me. I found T-shirts. And so we walk into the gift shop of all the places, right? I normally not caught dead in tourist gift shops in New York. Anyway, walk into the gift shop. There's a sign that says 2 T-shirts for $30. Please, and she said, I'll buy you one. I'll buy you one for our birthdays. I'll buy you one. So of course I have to wear it. It's a really nice T-shirt. Yes, it does say Ellis Island, but the Statue of Liberty is in the middle. So it says Ellis, Statue of Liberty Island. So you got 2 iconic landmarks for the price of 1. So yes, I'm wearing it to show it off here. But mostly, Manny, admit you're jealous because I got to be in her face. I was in her face, inside her face.
I ooze of jealousy.
I know that you do ooze jealousy, but thank you for reminding me of the T-shirt. Because yes, today I look like a total New York tourist shill. But thank you, Colleen. It was a great weekend. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Here's the pitch. Swinging a bouncer in the hole. Turner can't get it. It's a base hit. And this is going to tie the game as both runners will come home. Oh. Now the throw to the plate will get
sad.
Bogaerts an extra base. He moves to third.
What?
And Fernando Tatis with a pinch hit 2-run single has tied the game at 5. Strom kicks the pitch. Swung on, line to center. This should get the run home. Rojas over to his right will make the catch. Grisham is going to tag. He'll score. As Juan Soto with a sacrifice fly gets the Padres the lead. It's 6-5 here in the top of the 10th. 0-1 the count. Play him the other way in the outfield. Hader kicks the pitch. Breaking ball swung on, line to center. It'll get down. It's a base hit. Yes. The game's tied. as Bryce Harper ties it up with two outs in the bottom of the 10th inning. It's 6-6. One ball, two strikes. Hill ready. He kicks the pitch. Swing and a fly ball left field. Soto going back. He's there. He will make the catch. Sosa tags. He's coming home. He's in to score, and the Phillies win it.
You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Call Amy at 855-212-4CBS.
I know the Atlanta Braves are currently large and in charge in the National League East. However, a lot of these teams like the Marlins and the Phillies would be putting on a charge and would be scaring any other division leaders. In fact, the Phillies would be just a half game out of first place in the NL Central if they were in a different division. They'd be just off the pace set by the top teams in the NL West. You think about, the AL Central, they'd be leading that division by multiple games. So yeah, these are some good teams. The Phillies went to the Super Bowl. This is what I get for crisscrossing my weeks. Yes, we have training camps to start this week in the NFL. Ha ha. They were in the World Series last year, as you know, and remember where they started in May. 12 games below 500, firing, or maybe that was the, that might have been the Washington Nationals going back to 19. They were 12 games below 500, but it was almost as bad for the Phillies. The NL East has a knack for this. When they fired Joe Girardi last spring and brought in Rob Thompson, they end up putting together this incredible run. Well, they've been playing a lot better the last few weeks. They've won 7 of their last 10, even around the All-Star break, 3 in a row, and they're 9 games above 500. The promise of you know, being able to get a wild card, it's there if they can continue this charge that they're on. They do have to deal with the Marlins ahead of them in the NL East, at least for now. But they're starting to find their footing, and I think they're going to be a force in the second half. And they do it this weekend at the expense of the Padres. What is there a crazier story than the Padres this season? I guess the Mets, who have the most expensive payroll in the history of baseball, but the Padres are not that far behind. Man, if you want to quick Google the payrolls for the Mets and the Padres, just so we can compare notes. Yeah, the Mets won 101 games last season. Right now they're sitting on 43. It's abysmal. The Padres, one win better. They have 44 wins right now and are currently 10 games back in the NL West. 10 games back. Do you have the numbers for me, Manny?
Yeah, the New York Mets are first in payroll in MLB this season at $348 million.
Right.
And the Padres are in third at $246 million.
Oh, so it's actually $100 million less.
Way to go, Uncle Stevie. Way to go.
Referring to Steve Cohen, the owner of the Mets. But the Padres can't be happy either. They have gone not quite for broke, but pretty damn close with the huge contracts for Manny Machado, for Fernando Tatis, Juan Soto. They would like to re-sign. I mean, you're talking about big time. Who else did they bring in?
They traded for Blake Snell as well.
Right, they traded for Blake Snell. And there's one other name that I'm thinking of. I have to go and look at their roster. But the
Xander Bogaerts signed for big
Xander,
money.
That's what I was thinking about. So Xander was one of their latest acquisitions. And here they can't even get above 500. They've got to be the biggest disappointment, or between them and the Mets, they've got to be the biggest disappointments of this current 2023 season. But here are the Phillies. We'll call them the little engine that could, with Rob Thompson at the helm.
They just keep battling and they keep fighting and they never give up. And when you do those types of things, you know, you make your own breaks. My father always used to say that. And they make their own breaks because they just keep fighting.
Yeah, they got a lot of ground to make up, except if you're looking at the wild cards, and we know that's critical, of course. It keeps so many more teams involved this time of the year, even as we approach the trade deadline. The wild card, the promise of a wild card or a wild card race is what keeps them active. The Phillies are now a half game back of the Diamondbacks, who have lost 4 in a row and 8 of their last 10. So are the Diamondbacks the Angels of the National League? And fittingly, they're both in the West, right? They make this big splash early on and now falling way off the map. In the Angels' case, they're falling off a cliff. Yeah, Padres get swept this weekend. Phillies are on a nice streak coming out of the break. We'll see what happens moving forward. We're still a couple months to go. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.